This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From the studios of Joy 94.9, this is Black, White and Rainbow.
I'm Andy Kaye with Black, White and Rainbow on Joy 94.9. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and also thank you to Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice for Hide and Seek. Congratulations, Andrew, for 5 years on Hide and Seek. And you're listening to Black, White and Rainbow on Joy 94.9 with Andy Kaye. The Melbourne Comedy Festival is still running, and one event not to miss is the Deadly Funny Competition. It's, quote, the festival's national competition to unearth Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander comedic talent. It's on this Saturday at Melbourne Town Hall. One of the co-hosts is Indigenous funny man Kevin Crepinieri. Kevin, how did you get such an important gig?
Look, brother, I won the Deadly Funny Competition back in 2008. Got involved in the Aboriginal community throughout the whole of Australia, got on board and basically started touring and performing alongside all a lot of different Aboriginal community events. And then my profile began to rise in the Aboriginal community, and then I broke into the mainstream community.
Now, when people meet a comedian, do they really do that whole say something funny thing?
100%. That is so true, mate. And it's quite funny, actually, when they do that. So you're a comedian. Tell us a joke. You know, and part of it, they realise that, you know, when we've got a show on, we start getting preparing about an hour out, getting, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to go about that show. So we start to, you know, more or less lather ourselves up prior to that show. And then to just get on the spot sometimes, and, oh, so tell us a joke, you get that all the time.
So do you have a go-to standard that you say?
I'm off stage at the moment. I'm just enjoying a quiet drink with some friends, and you know, if you don't mind, I'll, you know. But sometimes I'm already on. I rarely get off stage. Like even when I'm off stage, I'm still on stage. So I like to have a bit of a laugh and muck around and fun. Yeah, so that's good.
Now you've appeared at lots of festivals, like Adelaide Fringe, Puttalina in Tassie, St Kilda Festival. And, of course, the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You've also had many television appearances like Weekend Sunrise, Comedy Up Late, No Laughing Matter on the Comedy Channel, just to name a few. Do you prefer appearing at festivals or on TV?
Look, I think, one, I love performing regardless. I think you've got to take your TV credits when they come because they give you such a broader audience. And it's good when people walk up and say, oh, I come to your show because I've seen you on TV and I thought you were absolutely great. You know, so you can't knock back TV. TV just gives you more of an audience. Having said that, I just love performing regardless. I never thought that I'd be traveling around Australia getting paid to make people laugh and making a good income off it. And I don't do it for money, but I'm blessed that I can make a living off it. So I love my job, brother.
Now, you're hosting the grand final of the Deadly Funny Competition with Michelle Laurie this Saturday. How long does the competition last each year? Because it's an annual event, right?
Yeah, well, they start running heats in February and March, heats in every state and territory, and then they choose the winner from those heats and from those heats to come to the national final in Melbourne during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a great time to be a part of, you know, to be a part of that, you know. And the heats run for a couple of months, and then they have the big national grand final one day of the festival, which is coming up, I think, this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday at Melbourne Town Hall. Now, is this your only appearance at the Melbourne Comedy Festival this year?
No, I'm doing a season. I'm teamed up with Andy Saunders, another awesome Aboriginal comedian. He's also been on the Oxfam Gala Comedy All-Stars Super Show on Channel 10. He's hosted ABC Comedy Up Late, tours with the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow. So a very talented another brother who's super funny, and we team up together, and we've got a season at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and we've got 7 shows left. So we're on at 8:30 at the Melbourne Town Hall every night, Bald and the Beautiful.
Bald and the Beautiful. Which one are you, the Beautiful?
I'm both. depends if you look at my muffin top, and, you know, people cuddle me, and they automatically feel relaxed, and some people have fallen asleep, actually, just how comfortable and bald and beautiful I am. However, I look, the show is kicking. We're getting great numbers. Fridays and Saturdays are always selling out, so if you want to come along, get your tickets early. But, you know, look, Aboriginal comedy is so much on the rise at the moment, mate.
Now, how can we find out more about the Deadly Funny Competition?
Well, go on comedyfestival.com.au. You can, there's a search button, Deadly Funny, and go and check it out. It's, the competition is growing every year. Every year, such a great competition. It's unique comedy. It's Aboriginal comedy. And a lot of the non-Indigenous people are getting a hold of it now and coming along and supporting it. And the crowd's getting big. I think we were in the Forum last year, so we had over 400 people there. It's a great event. It's probably one of the premier events of the Comedy Festival, you know, and people are just flocking to it, and it always sells out.
And finally, Kevin, how can we find out more about you? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's Kevin Capinieri at loveyoulongtime.com or Hot and Hairy. No, that's a joke. it's just all one word. One word, all lowercase, kevincapinieri.com.au. You can check me out. Just Google me, Kevin Capinieri. For all your listeners, just put Kevin, K-R-O-P, Kevin Crop. My full name will come up. Go check it out. And, you know, YouTube, go and have a good laugh on YouTube. Taste test me before you come along to my show. Believe me, you won't be disappointed. We put on a very good show, Bald and Beautiful, here at the Town Hall. Melbourne Town Hall at 8:30 every night.
Kevin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thanks for having me. Anytime, mate. And I'd love to be back on your radio station in the near future as well.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
This next segment is all about an Indigenous artist from another country. This week we're going to Africa, and in particular to Cameroon. It's on the west coast of the Gulf of Guinea. The official language is French, but the lyrics of this song are in the Indigenous Douala language. The artist Wes Madiko, better known as just Wes, is probably best known for his contribution to the Lion King 2 soundtrack for Inupendi. This song, Alane, won a World Music Award in 1997. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. This is Wes with Alane. Thank you for listening, everyone. We've had a message come in. Love the diverse music and great interview. Now I just need some Susan Aglukkaq to make it perfect. Maybe next week. Keep up the great work. Ciao, Ian. Thank you for your message, Ian. See you next week. This has been Black, White and Rainbow.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.